Hey, did you ever stop to think about why we need field trips? Oh, come on. I know some of you are thinking, do we? Well, I think we do. And today, I'm talking my four reasons why field trips are important. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
First, let's just get this out of the way. I am a huge proponent of field trips. Now, they're not just about going anywhere and any place, any time. No, it's about planning, and it's part of your standards. It's part of, you know, what you're working on. It fits within the unit, and it fits well. Not, you just don't make it fit. It has to do with experiential learning that you're going to make happen in that unit that's coming up. And you want to make sure that you use the time wisely, because a field trip that's a very good field trip that emphasizes just the outside world and what it is that you want them to see and feel and touch and smell and, you know, be part of, is really going to engage the brain. That's what we're talking about today, is the idea about why field trips are important. You know, with this, I have basically my four reasons why field trips are important. And I think before we go any further, I do want to say that, you know, I do know that there are not so good field trips, all right? And there's any number of things that fit in that category, and that's why we have to be very judicial in what we make our decisions about, what time we're going to spend and where, and because some of the, you know, these are going to cost money very often, and not only that, but it's going to cost time for, you know, every little bit out of classroom. You got to think about, it better be a very good learning opportunity, right? All right, so with that out of the way, and that being said, there we go, I kind of combined the two things. You know, it's one of the things we want to think about is, in this day and age of technology, why do we need field trips? Well, it's one thing to be able to have the virtual ones, because that's very cool, by the way. I mean, if you can't go there, then the next best thing is to take a virtual field trip, and they are very cool. I mean, one of my favorites is the tour of the caves in France, where you can see the human paintings on the wall, the artwork that's on the wall, the communication that's on the wall from ancient, very ancient times. And I don't know about you, but we're probably not going to be able to afford a trip there. You know, what about visiting the ruins of ancient Rome or going somewhere deep into China? You know, there's reasons why we can't, go there. I mean, the temples in Honduras are very expensive in the first place. And, probably not going to be able to really make that one happen for everybody. So virtual field trips have their place, but if you can make them happen and they fit with your standards and they fit with what you're doing in the classroom, and it's not just being made to fit, you don't want to make to fit, you want that thing that really helps engage the brains. You really want to excite the kids, because that's what field trips do if you do them right. If you do them right, that's key right there, okay? So keep that in mind. So here are my four reasons why field trips are important. Number one is experience. Number two is question. Number three is connection. And number four is future thinking. So let's talk about what I'm getting at here. Number one is experience. Experiential learning is so amazing. What happens is if the kids get to put their hands on it, if the kids get to see and feel and smell the smells that are there, they suck all that in, and it makes a difference. Even the kids who really don't want to be there, who are not really that engaged with school, period, if you do this right, you're going to get them interested in what you're learning. Experiential learning is so amazing. Because what's going to happen is the kids are going to go away from it going, wow, that was so cool. And they may not say it to you, And they may not say it to every other kid, but I guarantee you they're going to say it someplace, and they may say it at home. They may say it at their group of friends at lunch the next day, or you know, after the weekend's over with, whenever this trip took place, they're probably going to be talking about it. And that tells you that you've hooked them. So let's think about what this type of experiential trip might be. One of the coolest experiential trips I've ever been part of, in the state of Georgia, on the coast, there's a place called Jekyll Island. Jekyll Island is, you know, it's a real cool resort place and so forth, but it has all these different niches and biomes and so forth, all right? Okay, maybe it's not niches, but niches. Sorry about that for all you going, no, he didn't say it right. I'm sorry. Anyway, and it's the coolest thing. It's run by the Georgia Extension Agency as well as 4-H. And you do these field trips, and they'll do it for kids of all ages, and they attach it to the standards of the state. And they bring in, they do this the closer you get to summertime, and they sell out. It is so cool. They bring in these college students from all over. Some are graduates, some of them are still in college. But most of them are ecology majors. Many of them are environmental majors or some sort of majors dealing with the outside world, animals and such. But once in a while, you'll find a business major in there. Hey, where'd that one come from? What was really cool was a couple times that I've participated in these, one of the students was from Fiji. I mean, just never know where they're going to be from. But they were really into whatever it is that they're going to be talking to you, your kids about. And the number one rule that they have for the adults is that you are here to make sure that the kids do what they're supposed to. Otherwise, they are the ones who work with the kids, and you're just there to make sure that, you know, you're kind of like that umpire that are going to keep things under control, right? So what an incredible, amazing journey. You get to go into these swampy areas. You get to feel and find this mud and learn about that biome that's there and the little critters that exist in it and what that mud's made up of. And they actually even put it on their faces. They get to see and learn about sea turtles. They get to experience, because Jekyll Island, at one end, it's decaying, and at the other end, it's building up. You have erosion, and then you have the building up process at the other end. So it's getting smaller at one end and getting bigger at the other end. And as a result of this, you have trees in one end that used to be completely alive. Now, they call it the graveyard, the boneyard, because it looks like some giant animal's whitened bones. And they used to be trees, and it's so cool. And they explain what's going on there, and they explain the erosion that's taking place and what's happening across that island. You get to experience going into these areas where deer live and alligator and so forth. And it's just the most incredible couple of days that if you want to engage kids' brains, oh my goodness. So do you have one like that? Think about it. And they do all these activities. They're not just on walking around, la-di-da-di-da, and over here on your left you have the, and over here on your right you have the, new. They're getting muddy. As a matter of fact, you have to bring these wet boots with you, or they have ones that you can borrow. But you're going to get muddy. You know, one of the things I left out is you get the chance to hold snakes and alligators and things like that and touch them. And for kids who've never been in this type of environment, oh my goodness, you're going to have their brains on fire. Yeah. See, that's experiential learning. Yes, indeedy. So, do you have one like that in your back pocket? Well, one of the reasons why you want to have field trips is for that experience. The only way you get out of it anything is by actually being there and being a part of it. Too cool. Well, my next reason why you want to have field trips is questions. Question. The kids will ask questions. That's why they want the adults to shut up on that Jekyll Island trip, because they don't want you asking the questions. They want the kids to come up with them. You'd be surprised as they start getting involved in these types of activities, on these types of field trips, and you have the right people. That's why you got to be choosy about these. Leading these field trips, the kids will start engaging their brains and asking questions. They will want answers, and that's what you want. That's the perfect type of field trip when the kids are going, why does this happen? How? Well, could you tell me? I don't understand. Oh, my, you hear the brain happening? You hear all the gears clicking, ding, 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 ding. The brain is on fire. They want to learn, yes. What a cool aspect. So if we have experience, questions, well, another reason why you want field trips is connections. Now, bear with me because there's two types of connections I'm talking about. One is the connection with real life. Yeah, real life. I mean, they're out there in the real world. They're not just looking at pictures in a book or up on a wall or projected image or something like this or an image on a computer. They're actually in real life. And so the smells are there. You know that feeling that I'm talking about? Have you ever been, we're in the South. If you go into the south end of the state and you're where there's pine trees, Spanish moss, and the soil is rather sandy, there's a particular aroma to that. And it's so cool. And it's hard to describe unless you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who do, is it making you remember? So cool. It's just like if you've ever been inside a cave, a deep, dark, damp cave. There's a certain mustiness that's a little difficult to describe, and especially if it's cold outside and it's damp inside and you can see your breath. Yeah. Is that making you remember? So cool. Well, there's connections with real life. And so connections is not only with real life. How about connections with others also? So my third one is the word connections, and it's about real life and with others. So let's talk about with others, because one of the things that happens is that on this trip, the adults, whatever you schedule, the adults have to understand their role. Their role is to, yes, enforce rules. Yes, to make sure good behavior takes place at all times. Yes, to account for the children at all times. Yeah, you don't want to leave somebody someplace. Not that I ever had that experience when I, as a kid, almost got left at SeaWorld. Okay, it was my fault, but they didn't figure it out until they had everybody on the bus and, hey, where's Steve? Oops. Anyway, the point is that, yes, the adults have all those roles, but one of the cool roles that they have that they may not understand how important it is that they actually see the adults as human beings. They get to see you be real. They get to see you interact with each other. They get to see you in a different environment, which is important because they start developing connections and relationships with you that way if they didn't already have them. And if they already had them, then they're connecting more because they see you engaged in the learning and understanding and being excited about being there. But you've got to be part of it. You can't stand off in the corner and just stand there with a scowl on your face. And I'm not here for fun. This is not my thing. I don't like this. I'm not one to get muddy. Is that the voice that's inside your head? Never mind. The point is, hopefully you get my picture. You've got to interact with them. Yeah, you got to be part of it. You can't just be the enforcer. You've also got to be the person who's part of it. In a lot of field trips, what you'll do is you'll break up the big groups into small groups, and you'll have teachers and other chaperones assigned together, and they have, they've broken the big group into small groups. Well, that's so important that the right relationships happen there, because they'll make or break a field trip. They really will. Doesn't mean that you don't enforce rules. No. Oh, yes, you do. You enforce rules and proper behavior. That's always part of that. But they need to see the adult interacting in that environment. Good stuff. Well, the connection works with them also. Kids start connecting with each other when they're on activities like this, especially when they didn't get a chance to pick their groups. If you put the group together, you'd be surprised how much kids will start interacting and connecting with each other when they're on a very good experiential trip. One of my favorites is swimming with a manatee in Florida. If you have never done this, oh my goodness! Now I'm a former history teacher, man, and I love going to forts and relics and museums where you have ancient artifacts and all kinds of cool stuff like that. Books that George Washington touched, I love that sort of stuff. But there's something just so cool about some of the science trips that you can take out there. And one of the coolest, one of the neatest, was swimming with a manatee. If you don't know what a manatee is, look it up. All right, just Google it, and you'll see all kinds of wonderful pictures and video. But down in the northern end of Florida and all along the coastline and in the intercoastal waterways and in different areas, there are places that you can go to where they have tours, where they bring you in, and you put on wetsuits, and you go swimming with the manatee. You don't just see them. You get in the water, and the manatee will come up to you and let you pet them. And you get to take pictures with them. And if you're very lucky, like on one trip I was on, you actually get to see a mom with her calf. And the calf will be allowed to play with you. And that is so cool. It's so cool. It's life-changing. What a cool field trip. So far I've told you three of my four reasons. Number one is experience. You want that experiential learning. You want them to put hands on. You want them to be in the environment so that their brains are going, this is cool. You want them asking questions. Questions come out of being in that experiential learning. They start asking the who, the why, the what's, the how fors. Yeah, the brains are on fire, man. Even the too cool to be cool ones. You know, well, that didn't come out right. Even the too cool ones who, you know, don't want to really smile because they're afraid that people might think they're interested. Yeah, they're still interested. You'll hear them and you'll see them because suddenly they're the ones who want to hold the snake. They're the ones who want to go into the cave first. Do we have to leave? All ages. It's amazing. Well, if we're talking experiences, number one reason, number two reason why you want to have field trips is the questions that you're going to generate because they really start getting into this. Well, the number three reason why you want to have field trips is connection with real life and with each other. When they're on these trips, if you make them right, if you do them right, they have to interact with the outside world or whatever that real world is. It could be in an engineering lab. It could be in a building where the, you know, whatever, you know, we have lawyers and they're looking at how the law process works. I mean, whatever it is, they need to be able to connect with real life. So what they're learning becomes real. And it's not just stuff they see on TV then. Because stuff on TV is what TV makes it. They really got to be there to see what it's like. And they connect with each other. So that connection, remember, it's real life as well as connecting with others. They connect with the teachers. They connect with the chaperones. They connect with the other students in the class. And sometimes you'd be surprised. Some friendships will grow out of this that before they didn't even talk to each other. That's cool too. Well, my fourth reason, because so far I've told you three of my four reasons why field trips are important. Number one, experiential learning. Number two, they generate questions. Number three, connection with real life, connection with each other. And the last one is future thinking. Good field trips inspire future thinking. They inspire them to think about what they might like to do when they become adults. What is my pathway? What is it the thing that I want to do down the road? You know what I'm talking about. When you expose kids to this type of experiential learning, when you go on these field trips, if you do it right, that's why you've got to plan these things. It can't just be, oh, we want to go take a field trip to, and you know, we're going to go just to this place, and there's no planning to it, and it doesn't connect with anything. No. If you do it right, you inspire future thinking. Kids who want to become teachers, kids who want to become engineers, kids who want to become artists, kids who want to become puppeteers, kids who want to design the next new thing that's going to go in, that's going to take humans to another planet. The next person is going to design a new type of musical instrument, whatever. You can inspire future thinking. They start going, you know, that would be very cool. As a kid, I was taken to an air show, and the Blue Angels flew at it, and I got to see all this cool aircraft. Oh my goodness, my brain just, it set me on fire. I got to experience, be right up close and listen to these pilots talk and got to see them fly. And I started thinking about, that would be so cool to have a career in the military. And that's what it turned into for me. I wanted to become an officer in the military, and that's what happened. I became an officer in the Florida Guard and Army Reserves. I forgot the one little thing that I was fascinated by jets. I I was fascinated by jets and things that fly, but I also forgot that I get a little seasick as well as don't like roller coasters. But I loved that air show, and it just totally inspired me. And I adjusted it to who I was. Do you have some field trips that you experienced that changed your outlook on life and made you think about your future? I'll bet you did. Have you generated field trips for the kids to help them with their future thinking? What about it? So, four reasons why field trips are important. Number one, the experiential learning. There is nothing better. Number two, it generates questions. Number three, you want them to connect with real life and to connect with each other as well as the adults. And number four, it inspires future thinking. So think about it. As you conclude this school year, as you're getting ready to start the new year, or as you're in the middle of a year, are there field trips that you could attach to your standards that are not forced that would be good for these four reasons? Experiential learning, inspiring questions, creating connections with real life and people, and inspiring future thinking. Work on it. It takes time, it takes effort, and usually you need help, but it's worth it. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.